Oh man, I'm tired, but today was a lot of fun. Hey, you know what we should do later? We should stay up until it gets dark outside and I can get my UV light and we can go look for Uper lights. I've always wanted to do that. I mean, I know they're probably all picked through, but oh no. Michael. You see that guy right there? Do you know who that is? You remember that guy I was telling you about, the pharmacist, Matt? Mm-hmm. That's him. I hope he doesn't notice me. Oh my god. Well, let me just look. Let me look and see in my camera here. Make sure I'm on point. And I am on point, as always. Oh god, he's coming over here. Well, hello there. Long time no see. So, Matt, this is my best friend, Michael. And Michael, this is Matt. He is a friend of mine. Yeah, he's also a pharmacist. I thought you were in Chicago right now. Okay. Well, never thought that I would bump into you like this. I mean, I know that you had to know that I'm here because I've been posting on Instagram. Yeah, we're here for another couple more days, just chilling, and we were gonna actually stay up until it gets dark, and we were gonna go out again and try to look for Uper lights. I know that you have done that before. Maybe you could help us if you want to. I think it would be fun. Yeah, I know I'm dorky, but so are you. Oh, are you sure? Okay, well, I guess I'll just meet you back at the hotel. Okay. Yeah, I'll just hang out for a little bit and catch up with Matt. Oh my god. What the hell are you doing here? I thought you were supposed to be in Chicago. I'm so nervous. Like, it has been 7 years, I think, since we've seen each other. No, I'm doing good. I'm doing really good, actually. I am, yeah. I'm better. Everything's cleared up now, and well, thank you. Well, it kind of is all your fault, to be honest. I mean, like, you sent me those dick pics out of nowhere, and you didn't even, like, you don't even flirt with me. You hardly message me, and you just randomly sent me those dick. Okay, I'm sorry. I know I'm being loud. I'm sorry. We should probably not be having this conversation right now here. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we can go to your car. Oh, that gives me memories. Okay, yeah, this is better. I'm sorry I was being loud in there, but so I know you've been watching me on Instagram, and so what's that all about? Yeah. I've been posting on Reddit and stuff. Well, you know, honestly, like I said, it's your fault because you sent me those dick pics and you didn't give me any context. You didn't flirt with me. You didn't say anything after. And then I was confused about it. And then a couple days later, I messaged you and I said that I would want to return the favor, and you never responded until like weeks later. And by that point, I had already taken all these pictures, and it just reminded me of how much fun it is to take pictures like that. And then I, like, the first picture that I posted had over 500 upvotes in like a day. And it was insane. And I got over 700 followers in like a day. And yeah, it just gave me this huge confidence boost. And so I've been, well, yeah, I know you eventually responded, but what was up with that? You're so hot and cold with me. Like, I just kind of gave up on you, you know? Yeah, I know. You gotta understand. Like, I am still dating him. You know, 7 years ago when we hooked up, like, I do accept your apology. Like, I don't hold it against you. I really don't. But that just was not a good experience for me. And, you know, I had to block you for a little bit. And then when I unblocked you, it was like a day later, you messaged me, which is weird because I know you don't get notified. I know you don't get notified when someone unblocks you, so you had to be like searching for me. But anyways, I know you've asked me a couple times and I turn you down, but it's because when you asked me, like, so first of all, I was put off by you for a while, and then, you know, I accept your apology, but I was still put off by you, and then my relationship just started, and I was being really serious, and I didn't want to, you know, mess that up or anything. And then, a couple other times that you messaged me, I just didn't have much of a sex drive at that time. And it wasn't that I wasn't attracted to you. Like, I'm so, so attracted to you. It's just. Okay, so I guess I've been hot and cold too, but like, as if I don't notice, you're always the first person to watch all of my stories. Like, you know I can see that. So I know you're doing it intentionally. You're trying to like get my attention or trying to get me to think about you, and it's well, it's working. It's so weird. Like, I feel like we have this thing, like we're just drawn to each other, but like we just don't talk. I don't understand. Dude, like you, to this day, you haven't even really complimented me or flirted with me. I mean, I know you asked me to hook up, so like maybe to you, that's like implied, but not necessarily. Like, I need to hear that, you know? Like, I know you're asking me, but don't you want to convince me? Don't you want to try to persuade me to say yes? I mean, I'm the one in the relationship here. Well, what about you? Are you in a relationship right now? Well, I mean, I know that girl that you were sort of seeing lives in Chicago, and I know you were just there, so. Okay, well, it's whatever. I mean, the honest truth is that I don't want to tell you this because I don't even care anymore. You are so hot to me. You are physically like the hottest guy. I'm not kidding. There's something about you. Like, I know objectively, you are attractive objectively, like for sure. But maybe not like objectively, you're not like the hottest guy in the world, right? But there's something about you that I'm just obsessed with. I'm just obsessed with how you look. You're so hot to me. And I do fantasize about you a lot. And then you sent me those dick pics and you reminded me how big your dick is and how nice it is. And I didn't want to like those pictures. I I really didn't, because you pissed me off with that whole situation, but I couldn't help but like them, and I saved them, and I look at them every single day when I touch myself. And I know you stalk me too, but I stalk you too. Yeah. And I've been noticing you so much on Instagram, and I know you're posting all that. You want me to see it. And I love when you post pictures of you laying back, like with your legs out and laying on your back, because it just makes me fantasize that I'm climbing on top of you. And I love how long your legs are. Is that weird? I just want to climb on top and ride you and make you suck my tits. I just smother you with them. Yeah. So how come you haven't flirted with me or complimented me or anything? Do you really? You think I'm that hot? Do you really? Oh my god, I knew it. Matt, I knew it. I knew you were thinking about me. Because you, like, it's almost like we have this telepathic bond, this telepathic communication. It's so weird. Like, when I'm thinking of you, I know you're thinking of me, and we're on at the same time, and we look at our, like, each other's stuff at the same time, and you're always the first person. Like, it's so funny, because, like, you see me, and I see you, and we see each other, and it's, like, this understanding that we have that we're both online, we're both looking at each other, but we don't talk, and I just... I mean, the timing just hasn't worked out and stuff. And it's hard because you know I'm in a relationship, and... yeah, I know, like... If anything, though, it's just built up all this passion in me that I just want to release. You want me to climb on top of you? Right here? Okay. Like that? Oh, I feel how hard you are. Oh my god, I've been fantasizing about this for so long. Yeah, let me just grind on you for a little bit. Tease you a little bit. Yeah, I've been so needy lately. I'm so needy for you. This feels so good. It reminds me of when I was in high school and I used to fool around with my boyfriend in his car before school. Yeah, I got in trouble. I got in school suspension for it, actually. Yeah, I've always been a slut. I've always been a good girl, though, too. A nerdy little good girl with straight A's who... this huge sex drive and can't help herself. I feel so good on top of you like this. Mm. Oh my god, you're gonna give me a hickey. You can't do that because my boyfriend's gonna see it and he's gonna be like, what the hell, Nina? Where did this come from? What if we did it right here, like this, in your car? I know, but I'm so turned on right now. I don't think I can help myself. Yeah, let me just pull my pants down and no one's gonna see. I mean, it's already dark out. It's already dark out, and there's like hardly anybody out here. And who cares if they see? Yeah. Okay, let me get on top. Oh my god, Matt. Oh, it feels so good. Oh my god. Oh my god, your cock. I've been craving it so much. Yeah, you like that. Let me ride you like that. Yeah, I know you're not wearing a condom. I don't care. You know, I'm on birth control anyways. Or am I? I'm kidding. I'm totally on birth control. Promise. Your big strong hands all over me like that. That big cock. I'm trying to be quiet. I know, I'm trying. I can't help it. You need to shut up and just let me stick these big tits in your mouth, huh? Yeah, you like them. I know you do. I know you like these big brown nipples. Oh, do you? You saved all my pictures. Yeah, and you come to them every single night. Oh, good. God, we're doing it together then, every single night, looking at each other, thinking about you being inside me. Oh god, Matt. Oh fuck. I needed you so much. I needed that big dick. Yeah. Yeah. Oh god. We came at the same time. Oh god. Oh, I'm still sensitive. Oh, you came inside me. It's too late now. Yeah, I promise I'm on birth control. But you know what? You need to make up for all of the shit you have put me through. You really do. You really do. Like, I need more than this. Yeah, we're gonna be here for like 2 more days, and I fully intend on coming to your hotel both nights, multiple times. And you need to make up for all this shit. Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, Michael, he knows. He knows everything. He's my best friend. I tell him everything, so he's not gonna, don't worry about it. My boyfriend's never gonna find out. Okay, well, I better get back to my room. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. See you later. All right. Bye.